Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice talking to you. Come again tomorrow.
Thanks to Cliff Floyd, Ian Rappaport, and Eric Fisher. Chuck Garfine also joined us today. Thanks to him, too. Cliff Floyd is always so much fun. I love talking to him.
Cliff is the best.
Getting in the mood for baseball with him. We thank our producers, Zawoski, Camp, and Diaz. Brian Gertz directs the video feed. Joe Ostrowski had updates. Tomorrow, Jonah Carey will talk baseball with us.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, our
He's
guy.
Back.
Our Friday
Take some
guy.
Adderall and talks
and
some baseball.
One of my favorite people in media, Andrew Zimmern of Bizarre Foods, is going to join us.
That sounds like fun.
I'm very, very excited to talk to
him. Why don't I know that name?
Andrew Zimmern, the bald guy.
You know me. I'll show you pictures. I know exactly
stuff.
Who he is.
Okay.
That's, you know, if he says, if it looks good, eat it.
Okay.
Did you ever try those crickets? We talked about crickets a few months ago.
I've had crickets before. I've had all kinds of different things.
We had a conversation about it 2 months ago, and Mitch was talking about ordering a bunch of them for us, and I completely forgot about it afterward. Yeah, well, there's companies that'll deliver them for you.
Yeah,
we need to get
some. Seattle Mariners grasshoppers, the spicy grasshoppers, those sell out every game. They have to ration them.
Yeah.
You're only, really?
Yeah, but Mitch was ready to order them and send them in. And
oh,
then
so good.
Let's get some for Zona.
Absolute pure protein. That's. I mean, you walk down the street in Asia, your street food, what they're selling you on a stick, or literally like popcorn.
Have you been to Asia?
I have not.
Okay, I want to go to Asia. That's on my list.
It's a large place.
Yeah, it's
on a list of many places.
So really,
I never
do you
want
have
to go
a
to.
Spot you'd like to?
I think it's couple weddings in the next year that might take place there. One in Vietnam, one in China.
Yeah. So,
will you be mad if they don't understand your sports shirts?
No, I'll be fine. I'm not changing my wardrobe for anybody, Campy. Yeah, thank you for asking. There.
International traveler in a Kerrywood jersey. There he is, Danny Parkins.
Damn straight.
Dazzling those in Europe.
America.
That's imagery.
Denny Parkins live in Boudicca.
Wherever they want to send me, I'll be happy to go. Yeah, whatever. What are you supposed to change clothes? Yeah, and I'm supposed to wear a beret when I go to Paris?
Suits in a carry-on, you know?
Yeah,
that's that doesn't work.
Destination wedding in Vietnam.
A girl who is Vietnamese.
That's
a good answer.
Yeah. People who are from Vietnam with family in Vietnam.
That's a really, really good answer.
Exactly.
I just picture it's like one of your goofy-ass gambling buddies. Like, yeah, I'm going to be married in Vietnam.
Well, he is, but he happened to fall in love with a Vietnamese girl. Oh, so that's where. So everyone's just like, so are we going to go to this wedding, right? Everyone's like, yeah, we go to all of our friends' weddings. Okay, guess we're going to Vietnam. Let's do it.
Are you making a long stay out of it?
Yeah, we
I feel
will.
Like that's the way.
They don't even have the date yet, so I don't know when it'll happen. But we'll definitely do at least a week.
It's a 2-day air commitment.
Yeah.
A day each way.
That's fine.
I don't mind the long travel. I don't mind if I really want to go somewhere. I don't mind long travel for a 2 or 3 day trip. Most people like you're going to make a long trip. You got to stay forever, man. Are you kidding?
I feel
you save the frequent flyer miles and you fly first to Hawaii. I'm content with 3 days.
Critical first or business?
Yes, sir.
See, I've never done that.
That in and of itself is the best.
I've never been in either.
Yeah. I've never been in either.
It's part of the trip for me. It's being able to read, being waited on for 8 hours. Are you kidding? Comforts of a leather-back chair?
Not just waited on. I mean...
Yes, pampered. Yes.
I'm telling you.
You're schmitzy, sir. Would you like a moist towel? I can cool it off for you this time.
But I mean, I can read in economy class.
Yeah,
the chair's not as comfortable.
You don't have somebody coming. You don't have a sommelier coming over to you and saying, I know you liked this Malbec, but I really want you to taste this
one. Yeah, that's what
there's
we
wine
want.
Varieties?
There's cheese
just plates. Red or white.
There's shoulder massages. Are you kidding?
Yeah, a little ass kissing goes a long way, Percy.
Right. Come on.
You get the hot towel treatment all 8 hours.
I had no idea.
Percy, I'd say you'd like Vegas. You go one of those cabanas, and all of a sudden there's a girl coming. coming around. Oh, you look like you're sweating. Can I spray some water on you? And they spray water on you, and it's Evian.
Bernstein would be miserable in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
He would absolutely hate it. For the same reasons Hannibal Lecter would never go to Las Vegas. It would pillage his senses. No. We learned that in Hannibal, the second one.
It would pillage his senses. No, it's just, I get, it's, I just get sometimes.
It's not for you.
No, I've went and I hated it. I've been, I just. It's,
I've went?
I went and I hated
thank
it.
Thank you. It's so, or I've gone.
Yeah, I.
Thank you.
I said
thank
I went you. And I
thank
hated
you.
It. It's not for me.
I know.
It's not for me anymore either.
But
okay. I had a good time.
I have an amazing time every time I go. It's been too long. But it's just, it's so funny to me. And I try to understand, but like. The $16 for parking was a huge deal because that's equivalent to a haircut. But if you're taking an 8-hour flight to Italy, you'll pay 3x to sit in first class as opposed to economy, though the plane's going to the same place.
I will pay nothing.
Yeah, I don't pay anything for these trips.
Oh,
I like the flyer miles. I don't travel a lot, so I save them and use the miles. Mm. Yeah,
so you have already paid for it. Is the, right? You get the miles by using your credit card.
Yeah,
but it's not free. Yeah, it's still it's currency.
No, but I'm not. Paying for it.
Cher and I have enough miles. We have enough miles to go to Hawaii round trip, first class, not a penny out of our pockets. Perfect. And hopefully we're going to do it in March. She's got a lot of work stuff in the way, but we're going to, even if it's a shorty, because that's fine with me too. 4 days there would be great.
Never been to Hawaii either.
Everybody loves Maui, and I loved Maui as well, but there's ample to do on Oahu. You're 3 miles from the Kualoa Basin where you can go charter boat fishing, Bernsie. You stay at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. They have 5 great restaurants on campus. You're 40 minutes away from Hanauma Bay for snorkeling and maybe an hour to and a half to 2 hours to the North Coast if you want to go pay too much for a cheeseburger and watch the surfers come in.
What is on my list to do as a fisherman, and this just looks like the most awesome thing, and I know they do this off of some areas in Mexico too, is light tackle for ahi tuna that you eat immediately.
The problem with that is the meat is all tensed up from the battle. And you'd get more of a battle on light action tackle. So the meat is going to be tougher. Most charter boat captains, yeah, I know you see.
Taking the fun out of my fantasy.
Sorry about it. Because I've done it too.
And we've had this conversation now 2 days
in
a row.
We did.
That's
we sure
insane.
Did. We just had this talk a few days ago.
The four of us?
No. We came up on the one deep sea fishing trip that I had. I was like, what'd you catch? Caught a shark and a couple of tuna.
Yeah, okay,
we immediately cut up the tuna and then ate it. He's like, you should have waited 24 hours. It's a bachelor party.
These two Japanese guys I fished with in Hawaii years ago, I mean, they with precision with their fillet knife and their sushi kits right as soon as they got a 12-pound skipjack out of the water, they were into it in a matter of 5 minutes. Mm. And I had some, and it was good, but it was chewy. The meat needs to rest posthumously.
Sort of like Johnny Cueto's horse.
You seen this?
Oh, R.I.P. to Cueto. His Instagram?
Popeye. Yeah, his Popeye. His beloved Popeye died.
Johnny Cueto
is announcing to the assembled reporters there at spring training that Popeye has passed, and it was because Popeye ate poisonous grasshoppers.
Oh.
That's what took him down.
I didn't see that.
And I've been searching.
Which grasshoppers see everything else.
Are toxic like that?
None.
Yeah, we're not
Must
sure.
Must not have been a grasshopper.
I don't think. I think
we're not
I
sure.
I think somebody got the Popeye.
Maybe it was the Black Widow spider snake.
I think somebody's sending a message snake. To Johnny. This has got like the old Godfather scene written all over it.
Johnny took pictures of the horse Popeye dead on the ground after it passed. And then posted them on Instagram. I clearly. That's how he grieves. Who am I to say? That's how he grieves.
I'll go turkey rocket net shooting with you. That sounded like fun.
Hell yes.
Yep.
I have no. It's like a Wile E. Coyote episode come to life.
Yeah,
but
that
I will absolutely
great.
Fire
that
off a couple
fun.
Of rocket nets at turkeys.
Yeah, it's an animal in the wild, and they need to be harvested, and absolutely be for that. And every time one of you said rocket net, I burst into Elton John.
Have you ever eaten wild turkey?
Yes.
I have not.
I've drunk it, too.
Well, that I have, too.
Well, yeah, that is
sure.
A lot.
I had a bad night at a Hayward Drive-In movie theater.
Sleep on your head with that stuff.
Yeah, that was...
Hayward Drive-In movie theater. With a bottle of wild turkey?
I've been to that.
You're a hillbilly at heart, aren't
Sitting
you?
Sitting in the back of a pickup truck, too.
Oh,
what? Yep.
I'm unaware of other ways to get to the Hayward Drive-In movie theater.
All I needed was maybe...
blasting some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Have a few stars and bars with me. Right?
That's
great.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Good for you.
Boy, it's a bad next day.
This is a couple of quick audio treats, if you guys don't mind. Something we were talking about yesterday. We'll play voice command disc jockey. We were, Bernsie, you get a kick out of this. So I thought you might like it. I don't know how good this is going to be. I recorded it on my phone in my truck. So let me take you in my truck and my voice act karaoke system. And not karaoke, disc jockey. And we'll start with the band we were talking about yesterday. We like the Police. Three of us here love the Police.
Please say a command.
Play album Outlandos Damour.
Playing album Outlandos Damour.
No relation to Jeffrey Damour.
I'm not as bad as I
am. Oh, God. I've been on these guys for the last 6 months. I absolutely love them. Early Dire Straits, before they were making music for money to get their chicks for free.
Please say a command.
Play album Communique.
Playing album Communique.
Communique. I kind of like Communique. Mark Knopfler sign off on Communique? Let's redo that album.
I don't want the voice recognition to get too good, though. It'll feel like there's a human living in there.
I need to know that something's happened between the medium.
Me
too. I need to know there's a wall still there.
The machines are taking over.
The deepfake stuff is already terrifying to me, where you just paste somebody's face onto a body and they do or say anything you want.
If we're doing
Communique,
scares the hell out of me.
Didn't Boomer Esiason give us a mispronunciation with that particular letter set earlier today?
What did he say?
I believe he did. Yeah, he was talking about the conquistadors.
Nice. Hey, QU.
Conquistadors. They were all over Latin America.
Okay, here's one of my favorites.
Please say a command.
Play album Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live.
I didn't get that. You can say AM, FM, USB.
Good for you. I didn't get it either, but a lot of people bought it.
You're doing comedy bits.
Doing bits in the truck.
Yeah, just hanging in the garage. Get here too early. There's nowhere to go around here with the construction projects. I'm just having fun in the
pretty
garage.
Pretty decent
the
sound quality in that Ford there down on
there. Oh, it is. It's man, very I'm nice. Telling you, F-150 style. And lastly, the only dance band I actually say I love unapologetically, the B-52s.
Play album Mesopotamia.
Playing album Mesopotamia.
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 I gotta stand. I can't sit when I'm listening to the 5-2s. You don't sit down at a B-52s concert.
It's going to be hard for you to listen to them in your truck, then, if you can't sit down while you're listening to them.
It's complicated. Don't overthink it.
I didn't even know. When I was recording, I had it on selfie. And while I wasn't standing while I was sitting, you can't. I'm absolutely gesticating, and I had no idea.
Yeah, you're doing the whole thing.
I was. Yeah. It was great.
Seatbelt guitar? You play a little seatbelt guitar?
Oh, yeah. Slap some bass. Not yeah. Sure. Little air drums.
And actually, as we were talking about REM yesterday, too, the song, one of the few songs from Out of Time that stands the test of time is the Kate Pearson, Michael Stipe duet, Me and Honey.
I've never heard it.
Oh.
I'll put that on my list.
If you appreciate Kate Pearson, one of her best performances, it's she and Michael Stipe with, you know how their voices work together, and she's done plenty of work with R.E.M. before, but that song is great.
Well, you guys are one for one in recent recommendations. I did sample Greta Van Fleet, and I understand why so many people suggested it to me. That's right in my wheelhouse.
That's 1970 Robert Plant.
Yeah, no question about it. Yep, it is.
There are some people who find
the socks in the pants
that find them sounding too much like them, that they're almost a gimmick.
That's kind of where I'm at with them. Though I get it, like it's nice, some of it's fun, but it is kind of leaning toward the
Zep critics would say
that stuff over and over.
The Zep agnostics would say they deserve it since they ripped a lot of things off, which you can keep that argument.
But all those bands did.
But they did a lot of covers. I got a Stones fan buddy who's always on Zeppelin for doing covers. What are you freaking talking about? I love the Stones. They made a living making covers. Their manager had to tell them, write something, you idiots.
It isn't just covers, though. They kind of stole things and said it was
theirs.
Stairway
to Heaven is one of them, which is the one I never, that's an immediate button puncher for me. I don't need to hear it again.
Stairway?
Yeah, I don't need to hear it again.
Yeah, I'm probably good on that.
Yeah, we're all good. Parksy, have you heard it enough?
Danny's making his music face.
No, 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 no.
Let's get to Otto.
Keep going.
It was Otto night last night. Let us celebrate the Bulls in their quest to blow a chance to bring Zion Williamson to Chicago.
Oh, it's gone. They're not, it's done. Yeah, it's You're over. Not getting a bottom three odd.
Yeah, they're going to have the fourth worst record, and hopefully they get lucky, which is what my whole criticism this entire year has been. Luck is not a plan.
Well, now they need to be 1.5% more lucky than they would have otherwise had to be.
Or the other way. Like, no one looks at the downside. If you have the worst record in the NBA, the worst pick you could get is 4. If you have the fourth worst record in the NBA, you could get the 8th pick. That's the thing. It could go the other way on them.
Is there a way they can, the league already has said to the Bulls, hey, what are you doing? Is there a way they can work some mystery injuries into this to throw a few?
How about this? Sure. Pay the fine.
But people are looking at them already, though.
I mean, pay the fine. Do it and pay the fine.
Okay, what's the fine?
Who cares?
Okay.
They got a talking to last year.
Yeah, if it cost you a draft pick, because you're already on probation,
it's money.
I don't know.
It's money. It's just the money. Okay. There's no double secret or anything like that. Like, if it's a $2.5 million fine to move up in that, the savings.
Yeah, right. 2.5?
Do it.
Come on.
The problem is, and Campy's telling me that the worst record actually could pick 5th. So I was.
Because the top 4 is the lottery now, not just 3.
Okay, so wait a minute. But if you have the 4th worst odds, you could pick 8th, right? Conceivably?
Correct. Yeah. You just, wherever you start, go 4 down.
Go 4 down is the range. Okay. And so that aside, the problem, Connor, is that they probably all along were too good to be a bottom three team. Like, they are better than this. They're supposed to be better than this.
But you still have an opportunity to be worse than this.
I know, but they didn't get to play Lowry at the beginning of the year, and they still feel like they need to audition Chris Dunn, and Cleveland is way less talented than they are. So
we didn't know Zion Williamson was this good either.
I agreed.
Did you see the still photo of him battling for a
yes.
ball?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and squishing the ball.
Yes, it's a fully inflated ball. Basketball, and with the tips of his fingers, he is indenting into the ball at least half an inch. Just as he's battling for the ball.
He's 19. Like, he's 19 years old. Giannis is 23. What is this kid going to look like in 4 years?
He's going to be 17 feet tall.
I don't know what's possible.
He's going to weigh 4,000 pounds.
Like, we always talk about the evolution of the NBA. Yeah. Like, Kevin Durant was this thing we had never seen before. There's a few of those guys that come along every 5-10 years.
Right, but the way evolution is going, is somebody going to have giant dragon wings?
I don't know.
You know, where are we going to be like, oh, well, this is a game changer.
We don't have a power forward that shoots lasers out of his eyes, so we're not going to be in the NBA Finals this year. We haven't done that.
You joke. I don't know what this guy can do next. That block is still one of the greatest plays I've ever seen in college basketball.
I mean, the worry is, I'll be the guy. The worry is that he carries bad weight.
Okay.
That's the worry. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of to possibly quell you. So, because he can't shoot, not really. Still, his shot's better than
Ben
Simmons.
But a lot of guys. Weight room guy?
That's fine.
Does he like to be in the weight room? I know he sure looks it, but not everybody built like that is.
No, he also has it genetically. He also has an attackable first dribble.
Yes.
What I've seen, they've had success going at him from about a 45-degree angle.
Well, getting looking for that.
There's a little gather before the dribble. People have been poking at it.
Yeah, but he plays defense for a guy that size really, really well on the ball.
His game is more suited for the NBA than it is college, and he's dominating college. So it's going to be fine.
If the Bulls get him, he'll be okay because they can bring back Al Vermeil to sit next to Chip Schaefer as the celebration of 90s Bulls era basketball continues in the 2020s.
Well, and so that's the thing, right?
Like, is Al still alive?
I don't. You can still bring it back. Sure. Put it next to Popeye the Horse.
But so Otto Porter makes them better, and it's just a question of to what end, right? Because he absolutely makes them better. The offense
he's
looks
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Otto Porter's a good player.
And he fits between Lowry and Zach LaVine, and then next year we'll get to see the three of them with Wendell Carter, and maybe with Zion or maybe with Ja Morant. Like maybe they get Ja Morant and they've got a point guard and they've got a starting five, mm-hmm. and it'll be like, oh, this is a young team that's not that bad to watch, whose ceiling is the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. Awesome.
As they get Yay. Waxed by the Sixers for the next 4 or 5 years.
Correct. Yeah. And then Otto's contract is up in 2 years, and then you've got to decide, do you want to pay Lauri Markkanen $175 million? And, you know, they're on a death march to the sixth seed. Only the Bulls.
Go Bears!
Get excited.
Right. Get Go excited. Bears!
But at least the question about reputation is now being asked. You saw Boylan got asked about, like, hey, what do you think the reputation is in the league?
Yeah.
Portis is talking about it. Jabari's talking about it. Like, at least it's being discussed, and they'll have to confront it, even if they think it's totally nonsense. They're at least being confronted with the reality that a lot of people, players, media, trainers, agents, coaches, don't think very highly of the organization, even if they do.
We're going to be dishing out some advice today at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm hanging out at Shingle today. Dan Landers returns to the Scores Afternoon Show after a good 23-year departure or something. Wow. I've just been soaking up therapy for all these years. I just can't keep it to myself. I got to share it with those in need.
Didn't Terry coin that term?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
After,
unfortunately, John Prine wrote a song about Dear Abby, not Ann Landers, because that would have been perfect. But the master, Mr. Tannehill, will work around that very cleverly. And we were
sisters, though. The letterer sisters, I believe. Epi, the, letterer,
Dear
and...
Abby was the one who had the twin sister, I believe. Not Ann Landers. I'm pretty sure it was Dear Abby.
I thought those were the
Dear
sisters,
Abby,
though.
Dear Abby.
I don't know. I just know Dan.
Hey, Dan, they're all sisters.
I just know Dan Landers.
It's a joke. Your guy's showing up today. Eric Winston is with us.
Yeah, he's great. I'm looking forward to talking to him about all things NFL and NFL issues and if we're going to miss football in 2 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we are. It's just going to ask why.
Well, I mean, their stance is that we're going to miss it, but they've said that before, and what are they prepared to do? They actually have some interesting ideas that he might talk about in terms of, in the past, NFL players haven't been willing to miss game checks, but what have they been doing to prepare for that this time around? They've taken done licensing agreements in different ways. They've kind of stashed a fund to help
cash
pay
out of the mattress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So apparently the war chest is more ample this time around to hopefully have some resolve among players. But it's always a tough sell to 3-year players and rookies and guys in their contract year that they're going to have to sit out a year in their prime. So that's why the NFL union's always had trouble, but this guy's leading it and he's doing a really good job. So he's going to join us today. We'll probably talk the Bears' reputation, maybe the
Bulls, you mean?
No, with him. Because, I mean, he says that there are still organizations, like he'll say, the Patriots, the Steelers take great care of their players, have great top of the line facility. And then there's teams that, as he puts it, will give you a peanut butter and jelly and send you on your way. And there still is a huge gulf in reputation among top and bottom teams in the NFL. I do not know where the Bears stand on that. So we got a lot to do with Eric Winston today.
And a little bit more, some crack slippers regarding the Cubs television network.
That's right.
We'll do that as well.
It's going to be a big
problem. We got stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff
Yak
going
Fest.
On, boys.
All right, gentlemen.
See you. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.